you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report. Rain is coming, and that means more risk of landslides, and that means a major route through the Santa Monica Mountains will remain closed. It's the Dodgers home opener today, and we've got game info, a transportation option, and a couple of restaurant tips near the stadium. LA lawmakers are looking to address the needs of millennial parents priced out of family-sized apartments.
We have to figure out how to fix this rental market to accommodate their needs.
Good morning. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. A major rainstorm is moving in. It starts today in the Central Coast area with light rain. Then the main storm will affect the whole area tomorrow through the Easter weekend and into Monday. You can expect rain and mountain snow, gusty winds, and some thunderstorms. There's also a chance of more mudslides and debris flows, which brings me to Topanga Canyon Boulevard. A landslide has had the southern end of the thoroughfare closed for about 3 weeks now, from Grandview Drive down to PCH in Malibu. LAist science reporter Jacob Margolis says don't plan on taking the road anytime soon.
Caltrans told me that they're keeping the road closed because the steep hill above it has a major crack running through it and the entire thing is still slowly moving, meaning a wall of earth could tumble down on Topanga Canyon at any moment. So obviously, they can't stick crews beneath it to clean things up. It's what's called a deep-seated landslide, when layers of soil get inundated with water and fail to stick together. And this area got hit with especially heavy rains over the past 2 months. Caltrans doesn't have an estimation for when it'll reopen, but told me first, the rain's got to stop falling. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jacob Margolis.
It's opening day for the Angels and home opener day for the Dodgers. LAist host Nick Roman has the baseball schedule.
The Angels open at noon Pacific in Baltimore against the Orioles. No more Ohtani, but they still have Mike Trout, healthy after missing half the games over the last three seasons. And with him, young players who must produce now for the Angels to avoid a ninth straight losing season. The Dodgers have an embarrassment of riches. All-stars Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, plus Shohei Ohtani, if he can focus on baseball after a week of questions about what he knew of his ex-interpreter's gambling. The Dodgers split two with the Padres last week in South Korea. Their home opener is today at 1 against the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm Nick Roman.
If you're looking to grab a bite to eat in the vicinity of Dodger Stadium, LAist Associate Food Editor Gob Chabran says there are all kinds of food and drink options. We're talking fish and focaccia sandwiches, pizza, and more. But there is one spot Gob says stands out.
Simone in Silver Lake. This place is slept on, and people need to try it out. They do excellent mariscos tacos, aguachile negro. Can't say enough good things about it.
Gob also recommends a smash burger from Burgers Never Say Die. If you have tickets but need a way to get to Dodger Stadium, Metro is offering free bus rides again. The Dodger Stadium Express bus service returns this season for home games. The buses will pick up fans every 10 minutes from Union Station in downtown. Service begins 90 minutes before the game ends and continues until 45 minutes after it ends. Fans coming from the South Bay can catch the Dodger Express at the Harbor Gateway Transit Center in Gardena. LA lawmakers agreed that a lack of affordable family-sized housing is pushing out millennial parents, but they don't agree on what to do about it. Some want to require developers to build larger apartments. Others say it's time to bring back public housing. City Council President Paul Krikorian wants to give developers incentives to build bigger units. He says the status quo isn't working for young parents.
They're going to be renters for a longer period of time, which means we have to figure out how to fix this rental market to accommodate their needs.
One thing is clear, most of LA's rental housing is not big enough for families with multiple kids. Only 14% of the city's rentals have three bedrooms or more. You can read a more in-depth report on our website, laist.com. There's a new report out that indicates that few of the infants who have not got a home are enrolled in programs designed to help them. LAist reporter Ellie Yu has more.
More than 3% of all babies and toddlers under 4 in California experienced homelessness in 2022. That's according to a report by the nonprofit Schoolhouse Connection and the University of Michigan. Experts also say that's likely an undercount. Research has shown that babies who experience homelessness are at greater risk for developmental delays and poorer health outcomes. But in California, the report found that only 1 in 6 babies and toddlers who were unhoused were enrolled in a program aimed to help. Experts say childhood development programs like Early Head Start can help stem the negative impacts of homelessness and can connect families to other resources from diapers to housing. I'm Ellie Yu.
Coming up, some bear news from my own backyard.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. There is a comet coming close to Earth, and the best time to see it is now through early April. The 12P Pons-Brooks comet is sometimes called the Devil Comet because its tail can look a bit like horns. This ball of ice, dust, and rocks is about 10 miles wide. The comet is visible in clear, dark skies above the western horizon during the hours after dusk. In Los Angeles, moonrise tonight is at 10:44, so you can get out and look before the lunar glow snatches away some of that dark sky. Of course, it could be cloudy, so that's weather permitting. If you live in the foothills or mountains, you may see a brown bear in search of food. The hungry animals are waking up from their winter torpor and are invading yards for easy pickings. I speak from experience. I have a return visitor. In March, I've come to expect bear 162. That's the number on her ear tag. She climbs the fence to eat the black oil sunflower seeds in our bird feeder. We have had 3 feeders destroyed by bears in as many years, so my advice is to put the bird feeding on hiatus in the months that bears are active. Also keep pet food indoors and wait until trash pickup day to throw out food waste. Bears know their territory. She, in fact, came back just last night looking for more seed and went away disappointed. You can read more about 162 and see her furry self in my story on our website, laist.com. Ahead of the coming storm, today you'll see clouds mixed with sunshine in the afternoon hours with high temperatures ranging from the mid-60s at the coast to the upper 60s in inland Orange County, around 70 degrees in downtown LA, the coastal valleys, and the Inland Empire. In the mountains, it'll be mostly sunny and windy with highs from 57 to 67. In the Coachella Valley, it'll be warm and windy with highs from 81 to 85 degrees. The high desert will be sunny with highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s. Tonight, chilly and breezy. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at laist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.